This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 216 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we're going to be starting a new solo movie review category. This month, or this next 4 weeks, we will be covering action movies based on video games. So we're going to be kicking this off with a 2014 film called Need for Speed, of course, based on the very popular racing game franchise. Alex, before we even review, since we're doing video games here, did you ever play the Need for Speed games?
No. My wife did. My wife played. No.
Me and my cousin Josh, we really spent a lot of hours in the game called Need for Speed Hot Pursuit on PlayStation 1 way back. So I did play a lot of Need for Speed. That version, at least. I have not played any of the new ones. I know there's like 40 versions of it. But either way, we're going to be talking about the movie here. Now, this, of course, is an adaptation of a game that really has no story. So it's just a racing game. We're going to see if they were able to deliver something worthwhile or not. But before we do that, let's go ahead and give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores, because you already know how we're going to do it. And wow, you're not going to be, I don't think you're going to be surprised here, but in classic video game movie form, this thing got some low scores. This has a 22% critic score.
Oof.
And a whopping 57% audience score. So more than half on audience, but the critics just said, "Video games. I hate video games. I imagine that that's what they said.
I hate video games.
So they didn't like it.
Okay, I will say this. This score is the same as the Resident Evil's. Literally. 22-57. I'm looking at the Resident Evil scores, and it's pretty much the same across the board, around those same numbers. Yeah. And I don't know. See, it's so weird with Rotten Tomatoes. Like, we talk about it a lot. Whenever it's like a good movie, it gets the middle average. When it's like a sucky ass movie, the critics give it a 90. And it's so backwards in terms of this whole scale system.
You know what it is? It's sometimes backwards with the average man. I think with the audience score generally speaks for the average moviegoer, right? Me and you didn't go to film school. We're not critics. We're just two guys who like to talk about movies. So yeah. A lot of times I agree with you. We don't always agree with the critics. Sometimes we do. Sometimes they give it a low score and we say, yeah, it's a piece of trash. Sometimes they give it a high score and we say, yeah, it's really great. And then there's those other times. But let's see how this one goes. Now, before we do, this was a first time watch for you, correct? Oh, okay. So I love a good first time watch. You get to go first. Of course, we're going to be talking about a little lead character. Now, this one's played by Aaron Paul. You might know him from Breaking Bad. And in this movie, he's playing a cool guy named Toby Marshall. Now, being that none of these games have characters like this, they're all made up. So they went with Toby Marshall. What did you think?
Okay, so Toby Marshall was very, not bland. Well, he was dry. Like, the character was dry. Like, he didn't give him much story of him, right? Like, not much story. They gave you that his dad, something with his dad. I always remember something about his dad. And I was just like, okay, so what about his dad? Like, his dad was a famous race car driver. Was he a thief? Was he a mechanic? Like, what about his dad?
He was a car driver who then became like a mechanic later in life. You know, he opened a car.
So then it makes sense why he soups up the cars the way they do. Okay, so all right, cool. But all right, so fine. So he has like that type of backstory. But his character was like, I don't know. To me, I couldn't connect with him because I there's something about the character that I couldn't connect with. I don't know if it's Aaron Paul's acting, because honestly, he ain't that good in this movie for a lead. I was like, he's not that good. I know he did Breaking Bad, and I know everyone's going to kill me, but I'm like, literally, Breaking Bad was Walter White who carried the whole show, right? It was that Bryan Cranston guy, and then Aaron Paul was the secondary. This one, he's the lead of trying to push a franchise. Was he that good? I don't know, dude. Like, I couldn't connect with the character. I wasn't there. But the driving scenes that he did was actually really cool. His face is not like, he's just very stone behind the wheel. I don't know if that's because of his dad or whatever, like the way they drive. Honestly, there's not much there because, like, honestly, I don't like his acting. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like his acting, so I didn't like the character as much. I didn't connect with him. So I gave him a 3. I thought he was good enough for the film. But I think if it was helmed by another actor, I think it would have been better. But that's just me.
Yeah, I disagree a little bit, not a lot. I agree with most of what you said. I think he was going for maybe the strong silent type, you know what I mean? Which is fine. The quiet intensity, if you will. You know, like, it's there, but it's low key. I agree with you there. It's very low key. It's played down. I like the character, though. One, you do get, not a ton of backstory. You know, his dad died. He owns the shop. You know, the bank is coming because they're behind on payments because they're not making that much money. He's a super sick race car driver. I think they plant the seeds for what you need to know. Dakota Johnson is the sister of his friend. They're clearly used to dated. You know, they used to be dating with each other. Now she's with his rival. It's all there. Like, it's all there for like a what you would call a standard action movie plot. You know what I mean? The character, though, what I do like about him, and this is maybe just because I like him amongst like his group, you know, his crew. I'm always down with, and maybe it's why I like the Fast and Furious movies, which one day we'll get to. But I always love the whole like bond where there's just like a bunch of dudes who like to hang out. They play video games together. They work together. And then they do this racing together. Like, they do everything together. I like the camaraderie, if you will. My score is not different than yours. It's a 3. I'm not saying like I disagree with you a ton. I just thought he was like maybe a little better. What I should say is I didn't have a problem with the acting. I thought Aaron Paul was fine. One thing that's weird about him, though, I think his voice doesn't match his face, right? Mm. His voice is super deep and grovelly, and then you look at him and you don't think he's going to talk like that. You know what I mean?
He literally talks like this.
And it's like, well, I have to do that because clearly my voice is way higher. But he actually talks like that. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird when he opens his mouth. It's like, what? I also do like him with the girl. I like their chemistry with the British girl. I thought it was cute. He tries to scare her out of the car and she's like, nope, I'm still going to stay in this car. I like her, by the way. I like that actress. So I gave him a 3 as well. We both thought he was fine. Okay, main villain. This is, of course, played by Dominic Cooper, who I think is a villain in almost every single movie he's in. He plays, he had that crazy name. It was, Dino Brewster. Dino Bambino, as Michael Keaton calls him the whole movie. What do you think of him?
Well, it's funny because I know him as Howard Stark in the first Iron Man.
He's a good
Man,
guy in
right?
that. Okay. He's a good guy in one thing. That.
Yeah. And then he played him in a TV show, too, in the...
Agent Carter.
Yeah. So he was, one good guy, pretty much. But
one good guy.
He was a traditional rich dick. I guess that's the best way to say it, right? The traditional, like, rich dude, like, hey, I don't want to fight you, but you're so good. I need you to do me a favor type thing. And then you know he's going to backstab him. Like, the thing is, the storyline was so predictable, right? Because, like, these characters, you're like, you could have did it so many easy ways to screw somebody. And I was like, this could have been, he could have did it in a way. I don't know how to. I guess I'm phrasing it wrong or something, but there's 20 ways you could do it. And I felt like the way they picked it was the most obvious that, you know, he's going to do something later down the road to pick, you know, to do something. So I was just like, that kind of sucks. The character himself, like I said, I was kind of angry. I was like, man, that kind of messed up, like how he threw him under the water and all that. And I was like, wow, that sucks. But kind of develops into what the storyline is going to be. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But honestly, there was not much more to the character. They didn't fight. Like, we liked that whole, you know, fight to fight. Like, Dom fights everybody, right? Like, he comes out, he's like, you talk about my family. And
they
all punch
in Fast and Furious. It's not a punch movie. Really.
This is not a punch movie. He does get punched.
He gets punched, but it's not a punch.
He doesn't punch back.
Yeah.
So I had to deduct points there. I gave him a 3 for good because he was good driving, and I thought the character was good. Other than that, he wasn't great.
We're in the ballpark. I give him the same. I think he's equal to the lead. Honestly, I feel like I agree with everything you said. I think it's super predictable, and because of that, you know, I had to look for things, and I just think for what the movie is. I thought they were a good yin and yang as far as Aaron Paul as the good guy and him as the bad guy, right? Old rivals. You could tell they knew each other for a long time. Everyone knows that this guy's the better driver, but he went on to be a famous race car driver. So he thinks he's the better driver. He took his ex-girl. You know what I mean? It's the classic bully stuff, right? And he's like, water under the bridge, man. I'll pay you all this money. Work on this Mustang. They do it. He's going to pay him. And then he drives the car. And then, you know, when they go to make all the money, all the millions of dollars, he kills his friend. Like the first Fast and Furious, when the guy tells him don't race in race wars. And he does it anyway. And then this movie rips off a lot of other movies, by the way, if you didn't get the drift. And then he dies, you know, he dies. And the guy just drives away and lets him go to jail. I like that. That's the kind of, you know, that's like, that'll piss you off a little bit. You're like, this dude just drove away, hid the car. Aaron Paul went to jail for something he didn't do. I'm with it. And he's smug. Dominic Cooper is a good, like, a good smug looking actor. You know what I mean? He has the villain face. Perfect. I want to punch him the whole movie, but I gave him a 3-2. I think he's good. I just think he's too hit. The storyline doesn't help them. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't help them as characters, but I thought they were both, like, they were good. They were just, okay, I'm interested to this section. What did you get for the action?
I was torn with this because I know the movie's called Need for Speed and you're going to have car chases. And I don't know how, I know we're going to have different scores here. I think we are. I totally think we're going to have different scores. My problem with some of these car scenes is not possible. And again, we're not Mythbusters and we're not going to, and I'm not going to do it to take away the movie magic of what they were trying to do. Certain things about the film that I was just like, driving wise, you drive and I drive. We're not race car drivers, but we know doing 200 miles per hour in public areas, you're going to get hit from somewhere. And these dudes were driving like it. I was just like, there's no way. But anyway, in terms of action, because I'm not going to critique the movie, because I think that was their strong suit was the driving. I thought the driving was amazing.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. The problem is there was not as much action at all. It was just driving. It's just a race car drive. It's just, that's pretty much, he's trying to get across country to get it to the eyes of Michael Keaton. And then once he sees who he is, he throws him into this race. Yeah. And there you have it. It's not like a shoot 'em up type movie. This is just a straight car race throughout. Yeah. So with that said, I can't give a lot of points to this because honestly, he's just driving. We're just drifting. And I'm not, like, I love my car chases, but I love when people are shooting. Like, there is shooting in the car in the movie, but it's only one scene. Like, I was just like, it was pretty much one. And that's it. And then the helicopter came and picked it up, which I was like, that was pretty cool. But other than that, that's it. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. To be honest with you, I thought it was good. And I know people are going to fry me to this going, oh, this is Need for Speed, man. This is not a, you know, whatever. Yeah. But
not GTA.
Yeah, it's not GTA and all that. Yeah. But I think you could have did, personally, I think you could have did a lot of great driving. Because I know from the game, I don't play the game much, but I know from the game they have different countries and all this, like New York, and they drive through New York and then they go San Francisco. They didn't utilize that shit at all. They didn't, except the ending when they're going through like one area to the other.
They go in Detroit. They drive in Detroit on the freeways. Then they drive, but they in don't California. Do
like, but what I mean is like, yeah, but they don't go through like an iconic game board. Like
no, you would no, do they so don't. Far, and I don't even remember fun. The game boards, but yeah, you're right. I think the last one, the De Leon race, is probably the most because it's like there's near water, it's in California, you got the redwoods, you drive. That's probably the most. You're
like,
right.
Wouldn't you drive through the Golden Gate Bridge, going through like, you know, doing Cruising whatever?
USA. Huh? Remember that game? Cruising USA.
Oh, yeah. with the bikini girls. Like,
they gotta make a Cruising USA movie. Then they
I know I'm gonna get fried, but I gave it a 3.
You might not get fried because you know what? I don't think even a lot of people have seen this movie. So you are right though. We're not on the same score. Now, the way I look at this is, while everything you said is true as far as this is a driving movie, I'm gonna score it as a driving movie though. Because if I watch a martial arts movie where all they do is kick and punch, and there's no shooting, there's no driving, there's no anything else but kicking and punching, I can still give that a 5. If I'm watching a gun movie where they don't do any karate or driving and it's just guns, well, I don't really like guns that much. But you know what I'm getting at. So how is the execution of the driving scenes? And I thought it was fantastic. There's no CGI, first of all. So one thing I appreciate in this movie is that it's real cars going fast, crashing, getting flying through the air, landing. While it's not necessarily plausible, like if you're driving in like a busy highway, you know, it ain't gonna be the same. But I thought they did a pretty good job with that go, you know, as far as that goes. But I just like that it's real cars doing real stunts. I'm a fan of realness over CGI everything. And this was 2014. They could have very easily did a CGI car jumping over something or flipping through the air. But what did they do? They flipped real cars and they smashed real cars and they crashed real cars. So I gave it a 5. I thought the execution of the driving scenes was great. And yeah, you do have the one little shooting scene where they're in the mountains with the guys with the truck. Dude got a shotgun. He's blasting out the windows, play chicken with the Hummer. And then the Hummer drives up the thing. Like, I thought this was the best part of the film, hands down. And really the only thing that I would say is strong is the execution of the action scene. So it was a 5 for me, but I totally get your points and I don't really disagree either. What did you give for the storyline?
You're going to be surprised. Ooh. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I was really entertained with the storyline. Taking away, Aaron Paul's dryness, mm-hmm. I kind of was into the movie. I kind of knew the friend was going to die. Because once you stay, he's like, my brother, you already know you're dead.
Once he races the first time, you know
he's going to screw up. Yeah. And the minute you saw three cars and he goes, I want to get behind one. And then I was like, this dude is dying in the scene. Somewhere in the scene, he's going to die. Like, you already knew it was setting up. And then he was like, I saw a dream with a firehouse. And I was like, that's not you in the dream.
I hate all that, bro. Every time he talks, I'm like, shut up.
You know what? I did want to punch him in the face, though. Like, every time he kept correcting, like, he's a better driver than you. And I was like, yo, dude, you tell that you're going to get your ass beat from somebody. But you know what? It was cool because it gave his character, like, a push, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he was like a little brother. Like, dude, shut up. Like, you know, he's a better driver. You're the guy who can't go over 180. And they start laughing together. I thought his character was pretty good. But in terms of storyline, I enjoyed it all. I liked the Dakota Johnson's character, like how she grounded him in the entire story with the brother dying. So that was a pretty cool element there. I thought the whole him and his group, I liked the whole camaraderie, but I felt like the chemistry between all of them, some characters worked together well, and some of them just... I think if it was other people, like, for instance, like the Oceans we keep talking about, like, they all had chemistry. Like, you could tell them dudes all went out for, like, they go out for coffee and they have fun with each other. I'm trying to think of, Gone in 60 Seconds, another group that you're like, okay, these dudes look like they all have fun filming. Even the Fast and the Furious crew before The Rock came, because they all hated each other after that. But I think in this group, Robbie Malek worked. I think the Spanish guy that drove the truck worked because they were good together. The guy in the helicopter, to me, didn't work as much. The one that Kid wanted Cuddy. To be called Maverick.
Yeah.
And all that. He was
comic relief.
Yeah, he was the EJ of this this movie. Yeah. But I, like, you know, it's so funny. If you flop Aaron Paul and the guy who played the villain and you switch it.
Yeah.
I think we would have got a really good movie.
Maybe.
Because I think the guy who plays the villain has a good charisma to the character. Whereas Aaron Paul looks like a villain. Like, he talks like a villain. And he has that stone cold face that you're just like, yo, I just want to punch you in the face too. Like, it's just one of those. But in terms of the storyline, I think it was really good. And I like Michael Keaton. He was really good in this. I know it's a low budget movie or whatever. I don't know how much it made, but I kind of liked him. I thought he was funny. He was a radio guy. Yeah. He was just like,
internet radio podcast guy.
I thought it was so funny. I thought it was good. He was like, I thought it was good.
Showing up to the De Leon. Dino Bambino.
No, I honestly, you know, it's really shocking, but I actually liked the storyline. I know it's weird for me to say, I just gave it a 3.
Yeah.
It's a 3. It's a good.
I can't get mad at you for that. I can't get mad at you for that. Cause you know what this movie is? This is a movie based on a video game, and it's a video game that doesn't even have a plot. So they had to make one up altogether. So it's not like you can compare it and be like, this is nothing like the game. Well, that game, you just pick cars and drive. There's no... Well, I'm thinking the original Need for Speeds. I don't know if later they got storylines. I don't know. But I know when I played them, you just pick cars and drive and race. You know, it's a racing game. It's like Gran Turismo. You get a car, you fix it up, and you drive. And then you fix it up more, and you drive. So that being said, does this borrow from other movies? Yes. Is it predictable? Yes. Is it implausible? 1,000,000%. Yes. Like a race that you can only get invited to digitally by this podcast host who lives in a lighthouse. You would think he was up in the lighthouse, I think. That's what it seemed like, you know. And then if you win, you get to keep everybody else's car. Like, what if you don't agree to it? What are they going to do? Like, is he going to come out of the lighthouse and come kill you? You know, it's pretty implausible. That being said, this movie's also like peanut butter and jelly. Is peanut butter and jelly is not the best sandwich. You could get a way better sandwich, but it's pretty good. Pretty good, and it hits the spot on a Saturday afternoon. You know what I'm saying?
On a Saturday afternoon.
You're just home. You're just home. It's kind of cool outside.
You're like, man,
I got this bread. I got this peanut butter. I got this jelly. I'm going to put that on there. And it's not gourmet, and it's not chef-inspired, but it does the job. I think this storyline does the job. I like the camaraderie. I like the friendship. I thought the humor worked, like where there's humor. I chuckled. I liked the dynamic with him and the girl. I liked Dakota Johnson too. I think she did add, she played it real straight, which I liked. She just was like, I'm in a regular movie. This is not corny. This is a regular movie. Now, you could tell Michael Keaton filmed all his scenes in like 2 days by himself because he's not in a single scene. He's not in a single scene with another human. He's by himself in a room. And you could tell he filmed that all in maybe 2 days. So good for him. He got a paycheck. I gave it a three. I thought it was just like really regular, but fine. I didn't have a problem with it. So what's your overall?
You know what, Nate? It's a Saturday night, baby, because I'm getting some peanut butter and jelly.
It's a Saturday afternoon.
It's a Saturday afternoon, baby. I'm making some peanut butter and jelly watchable crap because this is actually a really good movie to me. Yeah. I know a lot of people could hate it or like it, but you know what? In my opinion, I enjoyed this movie. I was really into it. Again, car scenes, it was really well done. I thought the car scenes were all shot very well. Even the police chasing them, which I think my wife said that's Hot Pursuit with the cops
Need for
and
Speed,
everything.
Hot Pursuit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. She said that was the one that she used to play a lot. So I was just like, oh, that's pretty cool. You're right. It has a lot of jokes at times. Michael Keaton is really good as a side character. Robbie Malek was really good. Even the scene that he quit and he got butt naked, I thought that was really funny. And he made out with that hot chick in the office.
That was funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was funny, too. And then we didn't even talk about it. That Mustang, Shelby Mustang, looked so freaking gorgeous. When you saw it digitally and then it just came to life, I was like, cool. Yo, man, this is actually really cool. I literally enjoyed this movie, and I'm really going to say it. If it had a 4K, I would have brought it. Like, honestly, I would have brought
it. It would probably look nice.
I think, especially with the Adobe or DTS Mastered 7.1 surround with the cars going crazy. Yeah. I think it would sound really good. But, you know, I gave it a 3. I think it's a good, solid movie. Now, if you're into the game, I don't know what to tell you. But I enjoyed myself. I thought this was good.
You know what? We have the same score. I thought it was good. You know, it's a good 6 out of 10 movie, a 3 out of 5. This is not a new, you know, this is nothing. Doesn't reinvent the wheel in any sort of way. You know what's going to happen. Like you said. Once that friend enters the first race, you're like, this dude's going to, later on, he's going to screw up. He's going to do something. Like, he just has that face of the guy who's going to screw up, you know?
Yeah.
But I still, when it happens, you're still like, no, not that guy. And he died. And now this guy's going to jail. And I think they did a good job of getting you on the side of the character you have to be on and against the guy you have to be against. And did it do it in a spectacular way? No. But did it do it? Yes, I think so. I thought the storyline was average, but solid, but the racing scenes are exciting enough for me to be like, yeah, I think you should watch it. I would go so far as to say this might be underrated because I don't even, still today, I don't think a lot of people talk about it. So I'd say I'm not going to call it like a hidden gem. It's not a gem. This is not like some, you know, incredible movie, but it's got a really good cast with people who have won Oscars, 2 Oscar winners in this movie, by the way, and then a couple of other really solid actors. You got some good humor. It's a little long, I would say, if there's a real negative. They could have shaved off a good 15 or 20 minutes. Like, there's no reason this needs to be 2 hours. As such, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, man. It's pretty good. It goes down smooth with a glass of milk. I gave it a 3. What is your total? What's your total points?
My total points is it's a 15. It was a 3 across the board on this. Yeah. I think this is a solid movie. I think people should give this a shot. I mean, again, maybe at the time it was hyping it because of the video game. Maybe a new video game was coming out, like Need for Speed, you know, Thunder Rush
Need
or
for
something.
Speed, Bahamas or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, unleaded fuel or something. Like, but this, I think you guys should give it a shot. You know what? It's funny. The thing I love about doing this show is you'd be surprised the shit that we watch and I actually enjoy. And then the ones that we say, yeah, this is a movie I loved as a kid, and then it's a piece of shit. Like, this movie I never seen. I don't even think I ever heard of the damn Need for Speed movie, but I think it worked. I think it worked for me. It worked.
Yeah, I have it at 17, and that's only because I gave the action a 5. Because otherwise, it's all 3s. I think it's good. I think the action's good. I think I saw this at the theater. I remember seeing this at the theater and walking out and being like, I'm not mad that I saw that, you know. And I ended up getting it digitally on Vudu for like 1 month. They had it for like $5 or $6. I bought it. I haven't watched it since 2014. But when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, this goes down smooth, really. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. It looks nice. Good locations. Good. It's shot well. So, yeah, I dug it. And this only made $43.6 million. So it was not a hit in any sort of way. And this was released by Disney. It's not a, it's under their other, one of their other, like, banners. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was Touchstone or one of them. But, yeah, they're never going to be a sequel. And the way it ends... It lines up like, hey, we got to get ready for this next. And they could have made more if it was successful, but it wasn't. So, all right, here's what we got coming up. It's going to be pretty good because next week we got Resident Evil Afterlife, the fourth, the return of Paul W.S. Anderson in the director's chair of the Resident Evil franchise. And then our next movie based on a video game. I don't know if you've ever seen this one. It's called Hitman. Have you ever seen Hitman?
No.
All right. Well, Hitman stars Timothy.
There's like eight of them, right?
Just Hitman. No, there's two, but just the first. We're doing the first one. Hitman.
Okay. Okay. No.
So stars Timothy Oliphant as our Hitman, the bald guy with the barcode. A game that I really liked playing, especially the early ones. And the new one is actually really good. But you have Timothy Oliphant and Olga Kurylenko, the girl from Quantum of Solace. They're the only two people that I remember being in this movie. So we'll see how this one goes, but yes, that's going to be our next video game movie.
How, with that said, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks. Again, the website is down. We are under construction. We are actually updating the website, making it easier to navigate and find the videos and audios for you guys' entertainment. You guys want to buy, if you guys want to get merch, all you have to do is go to geeksandflicks.com. Geeksandflicksstore.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.